Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Zvachim, Daf Pehe Amud Bet, about to take a look at Mishnah He in the ninth parak. We will have a brief say of Mishnah He and then move on to Vav. Ve'iluim alu yardu, the following, if they went up on the Mizbeach, nonetheless, even if they were done properly, do come down. Besar koche kochim or besar kochim kalim. So either the meat, which is supposed to be eaten, of koche kochim or of kochim kalim that goes up. Motar ha-omer. The rest of the korban ha-omer, which is to be eaten by the kohanim. Shtei ha-lechem. If the shtei ha-lechem or the lechem ha-panim go up on the mizbeach, they're supposed to come down, be eaten by the kohanim. Ushiare menachot. After the komets, the rest of the mincha. Ve-haktoret. Any of these things that are brought up just do not belong in the mizbeach and they're supposed to be put down. Now the following six are also put down, but in a certain condition. Hatzemer shebarashei kvasim, so the wool that's on the head of the lambs, v'seyar shebezkan tiyashim, or the hair that is in the beard, if you will, of the goats. Hatzamot, bones, we saw this at the end of the previous sugya, v'hagidim, sinews, karnayim, which are horns, and telephim, which are talons, v'zman shemechubarim ya'alu. When any of these things are still part of the flesh of the animal or connected to the animal, they go up on the mizbeach. Shema v'ktir ha-kohen et ha-kol ha-mizbecha. He should offer everything up. Pershu lo yalu. But if they separate from the part of the animal, then they do not go up at all. And the implication of inclusion in this mishnah is if they go up, they're brought down. Shemar v'asita olotecha ha-basar v'hadam. That pasuk in Re'eh defines the parts of the korban that are to be burned as habasar vehadam and not these appendages. All right, let's take a look at the source of this. Tan Rabbanan, v'ktir ha-kohen kol mizbeach arbot ha-tzavon v'hagidim ha-karnayim ha-tlafayim. So the Braita basically lays out how the pasuk invoked in our Mishnah leads to this halacha. The Kohen has to burn everything that includes all of those appendages. Yachol afilu pershu, I might think it applies even if they separated from the animal. You have to put the horns up anyways. Tavadomar avasit olotecha basar v'adam. That the Torah says, you only bring up the basar v'adam. I basar v'adam, yachol yachlot skidin v'atzamot v'yala basar l'gabay mizbeach. I might think you have to actually separate them. And then just put the meat up on the mizbeach. Tavadomar v'ktir ha-kohen et ha-kol. So the Torah says that he has to burn everything. So how do you reconcile them? Hakitzad? Mechubarin yalu, pershu, afilu hen brosh mizbeach yardu. If they're connected, you bring them up. But if they separate, even if they separate up on top of the mizbeach, then they come down. So not only do you not put them up, but even if they separate on top of the mizbeach, you bring them down. Now, man, tana shamat le damar pershu yardu. Who is the tana who says that if they separate, you bring them down? Now, everybody agrees you do not bring them up. But who is the tana whose position in our Mishnah indicates that that if they separate up on top of the mizbeach, you have to bring them down. Rebbe he, it's Rebbe Detanya. V'ktir ha-kohen et ha-kol mizbeach. Again, back to that. Rabot atzot mod v'gidim ha-karnayim ha-tlafayim afilu pershu. In other words, according to the Tanakama in this Braita, even if they separate, they're still burnt up, meaning if they separate up on top. V'elamani mikamis ha-tolotach ha-basar adam, l'mar lacha, ikulei ola ha-tamachziri et-ha-machziri ikulei gidin v'atzamot. So what does he do with that pasuk in Re'eh, Habasar v'Hadam, to tell you that the only things that you return to the fire are parts of the basar, Adam is really not included, that come out, you have to put back. But if the sinews or the bones pop out of the fire, then you don't have to put them back on the fire. But you don't bring them down. Rebbe Omer, Ketuv Achad Omer, Yiktir Hakohen Et Hakol Mizbecha, Riba. And that's Rebbe's opinion that is exactly in conformity with the Braita and seems to be the opinion of our Mishnah. Okay, Pershu lo ya'alu. Now this next piece has a little bit of a girsa difficulty. Amar Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Zeira now commenting either on the Mishnah, or perhaps on the opinion of Chachamim in the Braita, says, Lo shadu ela shepershu klape mata. When do we say that if they separated, they don't go up? And Rabbi Zera says, that's only if they separated away from the Mizbeach. Aba klape mala, but if they separated and moved towards the fire, kruve huda kruve leikul, then you have to put them in, and something akin to what we saw about Dam back in the second parak. Aba filu pershu? Now, this comment is a little difficult, so we're going to read it as many Rishonim do, as not a comment on Rabbi Zeira, but rather continuing as a comment on the Braita. Amarabba Hachikamar, meaning he's explaining the position of Chachamim in the Braita against Rebbe. Loshanu Elasha Pershul Achar Zrika. It's only true if they separated from the Korban after Zrika. Aval Pershu Kodam Zrika Atari Zrika Vasharitino Filimav Adminai Ukata Tzakini. Even the Chachamim agree that if the parts separated before Zrika, now they're sitting there separately, and then you did Zrika, then Zrika is mata these things. You could even make a holder for knives, meaning you could use it for a totally mundane purpose now. Savrala ki hadam Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Yishmael, so he holds like this position. Ne'amar lo yihyeh be'ola. In the context of the ola, it says that the or ha'ola goes to the Kohen who's officiating. Ve'ne'amar lo yihyeh be'asham. That the asham meat goes to the Kohen who's officiating. The lo yihyeh is ma asham atzvotav mutarin, just like the bones of an asham are mutar, because there's no din of kalil. Af ola atzamot mutarin. The same thing with an ola, the atzamot are mutarin. Now, that can't be if it was all put on the mizbech and all burning together. It must be that the a case where the atzamot, or the bones, were separated before Zrikat Adam, and then Zrikat Adam came along and made them totally separate from the Korban. And parenthetically, note Mufni, that the words lo yihyeh in both cases has to be extra. Indeed, if you look in the context, it is. Dilo Mufni, if it wasn't extra, then you could challenge this Gzer Shava. Yiklimi Fracha is saying, Mala Hashem Shekein Basaro Mutar. After all, you can't learn from an Hashem, because in the case of an Hashem, you eat the meat. Not true, but an Olah. So you can't apply the het there of the bones of the Hashem to that of an Olah if it were not for the fact that Lo Yehiyah was really a superfluous phrase. Lo Yeh Yeteh Raktiv. Okay, Meiti Rav Ada Barahava, he has the following challenge. Atzamot Kodashim Ifnei Zrika Mualin Bahen, the bones of Kodashim, if you use them before Zrika, there's Mi'ila. Achar Zrika Ein Mualin Bahen, but after Zrika, there is no more Mi'ila. V'shel Olah Mualin Bahen Le'olam. But of an Olah, there's always Mi'ila. So that seems to go against the position that once Zrika comes along, the bones are freed. So Aim of Ashallah Peshul if Nezrika in Molin Bahan Lachar Zrika Molin Bahan Leolam. We have to put a catch into this read and say what it means is that if they separated before Zrika, then there's no Mila at all. But if you separate after Zrika, then there's always Mila, because at the point of Zrika, it sanctified the whole animal to the Mizbeach, including the Atzamot. If they separate afterwards, it doesn't help. And this position is at odds with Rabbi Elazar. Damar Rabbi Elazar, Pershul Lifnei Zrika Mualin Bahem. He has the opposite read, which is that if the bones separate from the body before Zrika, there's always Me'ila, because the Zrika is only Mata the Basar. The Atzamot were not connected, so they never got included in the Heter that was generated by the Zrika. Achar Zrika Lo Nenin V'lo Mualin. If they separated after Zrika, then there is no Me'ila, Milachatchila, we don't get Hanah from it, but there is no Me'ila, it's really, is now, was covered by the Zrika, because it was attached at the time. It's the opposite read. Okay, the next Mishnah, V'chulan shepaku mi'al gabei ha'mizbeach, lo yachzir. And there's a machloket whether kulan here is referring to all korbanot, or it's referring to all of our psulim, or it's referring only to the last bunch with the bones. We'll read it like the Rambam that's reading only about the hair and the wool, etc. You don't put it back. V'chein gachelet shepakam me'agam mizbeach le'achzir. If a coal popped off the mizbeach, you don't put it back. Now, lo'yachzir in both these cases doesn't mean you may not, it means you need not. Evarim shepakum me'agam mizbeach. What about pieces of meat that came off? Kodem chatzot yachzir mo'alin bain. So if it's before midnight, the day after you brought the offering, they have to put it back, and if you use it, Me'ila still applies. La'achar chatzot, after midnight, lo yachzir, ve'ein mo'alin b'hem. We have to figure out where midnight comes into play. K'shem sh'amizbeach mekadesh et ha'ra'ui lo kach ha'kevash mekadesh. And by the way, the rule that we've been employing throughout our perek about the mizbeach, sanctifying that which fits the mizbeach, applies to the kevash too, which means if you bring anything onto the kevash, onto the ramp, that belongs to the Mizbeach, it's already owned by the Mizbeach, as it were. And the same rule applies to all of the Kelim. The receptacles in the Mikdash are sanctify anything that belongs to them. And in the next, which is the final Mishnah, which we'll deal with in the next podcast, we will see that different Kelim operate for different things, what's considered Ra'u Ilahem. Okay, Heichidami, let's go back to the midnight issue. Indeed, Bahumamash, if these pieces of meat have some substantial flesh on them and they came off, even after Chatzot, you should put them back. Idelait Bahumamash, if there's nothing there, if it's just fried up ash, even before Chatzot, you should not have to return it. The answer is Lotzricha Bishrira. We're talking about hard pieces of meat that have substance to them but no longer any juice in them. Now, Menahani Mili, how do we know that midnight means anything? Amarav Ketuvah Charomer Kol Alayla V'Hiktir V'Ketuvah Charomer Kol Alayla V'Hirim. And the way that Rav is reading the opening psukim of Parshat Tzav is that you burn a korban all night, or that all night is a time that you could do Trumat HaDeshen and already clean it out. And so the way that he rectifies that is, resolves that is Chalkehu, divide the night in half. Chetzio L'Haktara V'Chetzio L'Harama. The first half of the night is for burning. After midnight, it could already be lifted off the Mizbeach, and therefore you don't have to return it. Now, Meitir of Kahana, but the famous Mishnah that we last dealt with really in Yoma, which is B'chol Yom Tov Mizbeach Mikrot HaGever O Samuchu Mufanav L'Acharav, every day Trumat HaDeshen takes place early in the morning, just before or after the rooster crows. B'Yom HaKippurim B'Chatzot. In Yom Kippur, we do it as early as midnight. B'Regalim B'Shmurat HaRishona. On Regalim, and we'll see why, it's done even earlier at the first watch. It's about a third of the night. If you think Chatzot is the right time, and how can you make it earlier, like on the Regalim, and how can you make it later, like on a regular day? So your midnight notion doesn't seem to fit. Rabbi Yochanan has the following. He says, the Torah says, Kol HaLayla Ad HaBoker. So Kol HaLayla means Ad HaBoker. Eino Deish Ad HaBoker? Why does the Torah add until morning? It means add an extra boker, meaning that the boker is at the end of the night. Add an extra morning earlier than that, meaning every day you do it just a little bit earlier when the rooster crows, which is before dawn. On Yom Kippur, because of the weakness of the Kohen, either because we want the Kohen who's doing Trumat HaDeshen, like Tosafot points out, it may not be the Kohen Gadol who's doing Trumat HaDeshen, but whoever Kohen is fasting, so we want him to be able to do it early enough, or it's the Kohen Gadol, and maybe he's doing it, we want him to be able to rest afterwards, the Trumat HaDeshen takes a while, and to rest afterwards before he starts the daily, the Avodah of the day, whatever the reason is, Mechatzot, B'Regalim, V'Yishuk Omanot, Ekadmi V'Ati Yisrael, and on Regalim, the place fills up with Yisrael during the night in anticipation of the next day, Me'ashmorat HaRishona, they could do it as early as Ashmorat HaRishona, about a third of the night, before midnight, K'nitani Seifalo, Atakriyat HaGever Magat, An Shaita Azram Aleyami Yisrael. Right? We said that by the time that you'd hear the cock crow, the whole Azara would be filled with Yisrael. So they're coming all night. And therefore, they would allow them to do Trumat HaDeshen earlier. The point being that midnight is not really the key time. That at just some point before dawn, there's a time set that's called Bokro Shalayla. These are sort of super Boker. Okay, Itmar Pershu Kodom Chatzot V'Achzir Anachar Chatzot. What happens if they popped off before Chatzot, and then he put it back after Chatzot? Which means they weren't on the Mizbeach at Chatzot. Rabba Amar, Chatzot Sheini Ochaltan. You have to wait till Chatzot the next night, and then if they're on the Mizbeach on Chatzot the next night, then they're considered finished, and if they pop off afterwards, you don't have to put them back. Chistamar Amur HaShachar Ochaltan. He said, no, Amur HaShachar, a few hours later at dawn, that's their cutoff point. Amar Bei Rav, my time Rav Chista. What's Rav Chista's reason? He says, because Kal V'Chomer, Ma Chatzot Sheini Osel Lina. Remember, Chatzot doesn't affect the Korban as making it lapse. It's not called Lan. Say equal, but it still does create a status of being completed of its burning, so that if it falls off, you don't have to put it back on. Amud HaShachar shall say lina, and Udin shall say equal. So certainly, Amud HaShachar that generates lina certainly should make equal. So Pershukorim Chatzot v'Achziran Lachar Amud HaShachar. Now is another case. What happens if they went off before Chatzot and they stayed off all night and they put up after Amud HaShachar? So Rab has got an easy solution. Chatzot Sheni Ochaltan. He's still got midnight the next night, which he just used. Chista Mar Ein Ben Ikul Leolam. Chista said they're lost. They can never have Ikul. They have to go on the Mizbeach until they're totally gone. If any time they pop off, you have to put them back. Of course, you have to recognize which is which. Now, Matkif Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef hears about this and says, the following challenge. Who says that at midnight it has to be on the Mizbeach? There's two components. It has to be burned up, and midnight has to pass. Who says it has to be on the Mizbeach at midnight? Maybe it's considered meukal and devoured wherever it is. Shalchu mitam hilchatok Rav Yosef. So from Eretz Yisrael, they sent the message, the halacha follows Rav Yosef. Like Tosaf points out, this probably isn't a halachic decision with the, because of hilchatan mashicha, etc., but rather because, rather it just means Rav Yosef has a good point. In Marnam Rav Chia Bar Abba Pershukar b'chatzot b'chzivan ha'chatzot l'n hanin v'lo mu'alin. So he has the same approach, which is if they fell off before chatzot, mi'ilah really does still come off the table, even though they were put on after chatzot, like Rav Yosef says. There's no more mi'ilah. So I'm going to have Papa Labaye. So he turns Labaye and says, v'chimiachar d'shalchu mitam yochatok Rav Yosef. Eretz Yisrael, they liked what our Rebbe said, what Rav Yosef said. Rav Chia Bar Abba v'chintan Rav Kapar, and we have these two other earlier supports for it. Rav Yosef Chista, my plea. So what are Rav and Rav Chista on midnight? Not midnight. What are they disagreeing about? Amarle b'shminim. So Abaye said to Rav Papa, they're talking about really fats that just don't get burned up. And so there they're disagreeing about whether it has to be on at midnight or can be on at dawn, and whether that's sufficient. Bamine Rava mi Rava. So Rava asked his Rebbe, Lina mo'elet v'roshos shemizbeach, or ena mo'elet v'roshos shemizbeach? What happens if a piece of the meat is lying on top of the mizbeach, not in the fire, overnight? Is that called lina or not? Hechidami, ilei med lo yardu, if it never came down, so hashtalanu b'azara, marta lo yardu. If it's in the Azara, it's lan, and then you put it on the Mizbeach, we say don't take it down. Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach, and why would you take it down from the top of the Mizbeach? After all, the beginning of our perks, the second Mishnah on our perks, that lan is one of the things that imalu lo yardu. Ve'ala di yardu, it must be that they came down. Question is, do you put them back? Lishulchan midamin la, do we say that the top of the Mizbeach for a korban is like the shulchan for lachem apanim? So even if they're sitting on the shulchan a long time, that's not called lina, even if they're there well past the week. Or do we say that the Rosh Mizbeach to the Korban is kind of like being on the karka? There is no lina there, and if it's up there, then it is not considered lan. So did Rav accept this psak? The answer is toshma, di'idmar, evarim shalanu bazara, if you have evarim that were overnight sitting in the azara, you burn them up all night. If they're up on the Mizbeach, you could keep them forever. That's not called lan. Yardu, what if they fell down? Rav Amar Yalu. So Rav says you put them back up, because that's not called lan. Rav Amar Lo Yalu. You don't put them up. So you see that Rav did not accept Rav's ruling and says, Yeshli number Rosh Mizbeach, and that is considered lan. Okay, we will pick it up with our analysis of Mishnah Zion, the first half of Mishnah Zion, which we saw already, the connection with the Kelim, and we will take that to the end of the parak in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.